Phoebe. Thank you, Jennifer, for leading us this morning. We have a lot happening in this worship service. I thought the baptism was just fantastic, and we are also recognizing that the Moon family is new members at Birmingham United Methodist Church today. So would you welcome them on that note as well? Tucker is out, but be sure and tell them we mentioned that. We're so excited to have them, and just as I said, so appropriate for today as we celebrate a new member of our staff family. Let me get to my notes here. So today we're nearing the conclusion of our stewardship series that, as you know, we've called Enough, and it's likely by now that you know that the inspiration for this sermon series came from a pastor called Adam Hamilton, who is at the Church of the Resurrection out in Kansas. And I've compared him to Andy Stanley. I've said he's kind of the Andy Stanley of United Methodism in that he's very progressive in his thinking, but he also embraces tradition, that he has a large church with several different campuses and satellites located in different places. And also, Andy Stanley is for the Baptist Church, Adam Hamilton is a very important voice for the United Methodist Church. And so next week, we are having two very exciting worship services, one at 9:30, one at 11. And then we're having a Thanksgiving meal. And so if you haven't caught on, everybody is invited to the meal. We hope that everybody will attend and take advantage of that. But we still need a head count. And so if you have an RSVP card, I think they're in your bulletins, or if you need one in the office, or if you just call the office and let us know, it would really help us out as we plan that very exciting day. And so as we've walked through this sermon series, Adam first kind of talked about the problem with stewardship in our lives, and he kind of said in America. And he talked about it in terms of what he called affluenza, which is kind of an interesting term, that we are affected like influenza. This is affluenza. And then he talked about credit carditis that maybe some of you have. I hope not, that maybe some of you do. And I kind of talked about it as believing that having more in your life, more stuff, somehow makes you more, and that that's really not true. Then Adam continued, and Jennifer did a beautiful job of preaching two sermons, one on the wisdom of giving, and then we talked about cultivating contentment. And Jennifer, I remember she cited this research, I think from Harvard University, that said that money can buy you happiness, it only happens when you're doing pro-social giving, when you're giving to other people, that actually nurtures you and gives you a sense of happiness. And so next week, we're going to talk about the final chapter of Adam's book, and it's called Defined by Generosity. And we're going to talk about that next week, and then we're going to give you a commitment card that then you can come and you can fill out and come and place at the altar as an act of worship to God. And so my prayer is that you would find yourself defined by generosity as you consider your commitment for 2019. And as you make that commitment either next Sunday, or if you want to take your card home and mail it in, you can do that too. It is at your next week. But that's what we're going to do next week. And so today, what I want to do is I kind of want to deviate from Adam Hamilton's book, Enough. I mean, he's got a big church up there, but he's not here today. I am. And so I kind of want to deviate by looking at this line, this idea that came to me, and I want to talk about this, and that line is the one thing that we cannot get enough of. So look at your neighbor right now and say, what is the one thing in your life that you cannot get enough of? Do that right now. Look at your neighbor, and I want you to talk to him. Think about it. What is the one thing, the one single thing that you cannot get enough of in your life? And so this is great. This is a radical departure from Adam Hamilton. I mean, Adam Hamilton is talking about enough, right? He's talking about restraint. He's talking about holding back. He's talking about giving more to the church, and I'm all for that, by the way. But he's talking about all of these things where we say kind of enough. And today I want to turn the tables on that, and I want to talk about excess, and I want to talk about indulgence, and I want to talk about the thing that we cannot get enough of, the one thing that we need more and more and more of in our lives. And I got to tell you, when I had this idea, 1,000 things went running through my mind. I mean, at first, I thought, you know, on a day like this, on a day when the worship service is just packed with all of these amazing things, you know, with baptism, with remembering those who have gone before us, with an introduction of a new children's minister, with, you know, the remembering of those that we love, with the stewardship of when we have all of this, I thought, what is the one thing that I need more than anything else? Do you know what it might be? We got a picture of it. Somebody put it, yes, that's it. The one thing that I can't get enough of is time, right? Usually it's time. We all believe that we need more and more time in our lives. The one thing that we cannot get enough of in our lives is time. And so that's the first thing that went through my brain when I thought about the one thing I couldn't get enough of. Okay, now the second thing that I need more than enough, the second thing that I cannot get enough of in my life, do you know what that might be? Any ideas? The second thing for me is vanilla ice cream. It really is. Like, I cannot get enough of vanilla ice cream. I love vanilla ice cream. I used to love Breyers vanilla ice cream, but it is absolutely trumped by the Publix organic vanilla ice cream. Does anybody else know about this great gift of God? Do you? Yes, raise your hand. If you don't know, you are missing out. One of the things that you can't get enough of is Publix organic vanilla ice cream, but it doesn't just stop right there for me. I mean, I don't want just a bowl of ice cream almost every night. Here's what I do. I pull out my Publix vanilla organic ice cream, and I take big scoops, and you've heard me say this before, and I put it in a glass, a big glass, and then I add skim milk. You can add whole milk if you want, but that's like cream to me. So I go with the skim milk, and I mix it up, and I have a vanilla shake. And when I have my vanilla shake, I sound the oath of ice cream lovers everywhere, which is, you scream, I scream, we all scream for, you got it. I just cannot get enough of vanilla and past ice cream. Is there anybody out there that would say, amen, Pastor, I'm with you on that one? I hope so. Yes. Thank you, third row. I love you. We are together forever in ice cream land. You know, the third thing that I just cannot get enough of, and I mean, you're just going to have to forgive me for this one. I just cannot get enough of the great state of, no, not Michigan. Somebody said, the great state of Iowa. That's right. We've got a picture. Oh my gosh, there it is. That is fabulous. You just have to forgive me. That is Genesis chapter 1, when God was looking over the great state of Iowa and said, that is very good. It is very good. Iowa is so very good. I guess it reminds me of all of the things that I love about the great state of Iowa that I just can't get enough of. It's the Iowa Hawkeyes, baby. I know they've lost 2 games in a row, but we stand together, these Iowa Hawkeyes, we do. It is the Maytag Company, where my dad worked for 46 years. It is the Newton Cardinals, where my dad, listen to this, he has held the same 2 Newton Cardinal football games for 62 years. Is that incredible? I can't get enough of the great state of Iowa. It reminds me of that great movie that Kevin Costner was in. Do you know the movie? Yeah, it was called what? of dreams. There it is. Remember, that's the field of dreams. And do you remember the great quote from that great movie, The Field of Dreams, when Kevin Costner finally encounters his father? Do you know what that great quote is? And the dad says to him, he says, "Is this heaven?" And what does Kevin Costner say? "No, it's Iowa." That's great. I just can't get enough of the great state of Iowa. But that reminds me, I just can't get enough of what we see in this painting by Norman Rockwell. Have you seen this? It's called The Great Thanksgiving. Look at your neighbor and say, "That's a great painting." Called The Great Thanksgiving. But you know, it's not just the food. It's not just the Thanksgiving event that I can't get enough of. I cannot get enough of the love and the grace and the support and just the warmth that pours out of that painting, which I've had the joy of seeing in its original form. And also, this is interesting, in Vermont, when I would go, there were two different museums at that time where you could go see Norman Rockwell paintings, and you could also meet some of the models who had been in the paintings. And so I met some of the younger models who had been in this painting. I just can't get enough of community, of family, of love, of support. You know, it kind of takes me down a spiritual road. I can't get enough of worship at Birmingham United Methodist Church. Can't get enough of the great people of Birmingham United Methodist Church. I can't get enough of the ministries at Birmingham United Methodist Church. Would anybody agree with me that you can't get enough? Would you give a round of applause to God for the great Birmingham United Methodist Church? Can't get enough of the children's ministry, of the youth ministry, of the Bible studies, of the men's grill, of the women's ministries, which are incredible. I can't get enough of all the missions. I can't get enough of reaching out to our community from Birmingham United Methodist Church. All of these things I have mentioned, I cannot get enough of them. But there's one thing that trumps all of those. There's one thing that trumps even the great state of Iowa. The one thing that I cannot get enough of is the grace and love. I cannot get enough of that. In my life, I cannot get enough of that in my life. And so in United Methodism, we talk about the prevenient grace of God, that grace that goes ahead of us. It's the grace that's happening in our lives even before we know it. It's the grace that enables us to realize that there is somebody, something out there bigger than us calling us. I can't get enough of the justifying grace of God, of the grace of forgiveness, of the grace at the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the grace where we have a heartwarming experience, where John Wesley said his heart was strangely warmed. It's the grace that gives us that great assurance that when we turn to the cross, that we are forgiven, that the Holy Spirit takes up residence in our hearts. I can't get enough of the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit. I cannot get enough of the sanctifying grace of God, of that continuing grace that works in us from the inside out, so that day by day we become more and more like Jesus. Jesus Christ, I can't get enough of the completing grace of God that perfects us in love towards God, neighbor, and love of God. Of the grace and love of God. And Jesus knew that. So on the night that he was to be betrayed, he had a meal with his disciples, and he took bread, and he gave thanks to God for it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Whenever you eat of this, do it in remembrance of me, because I know you can't get enough of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks for it. And he said, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of this, do so in remembrance of me, because I know the one thing that you need, that you can't get enough of, is the love and grace of God." And so he gave this meal, this sacrament, this witness to the grace of God in our lives. And let me tell you one more thing. There's one thing that God cannot get enough of. There's one thing that God cannot get enough of, and that is opportunities to love you and nurture you and forgive you and grace you and bless you and fill you and feed you. There's one thing cannot get enough of, and it's his love for you. Let's bow our heads in a moment of prayer. God of all grace, there are many things in our lives that we would say we simply can't get enough of, but the one thing that resonates for all of us is the grace and the love of God. It's forgiveness. It's renewal of relationships. It's restored hope. It's new life in Christ. It's turning away from the old and walking towards the new. It's love. It's grace. It's abundance. That's the one thing that we can't get enough of.
And we turn to you today for that grace. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ.